This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating disability evaluation on patient Chalabi, Chalabi, first name Ali, A-L-I-B, date of birth August 15, 1968. The date of evaluation, June 5th, 2025. Referring service, disability and social service. The HVID patient is a 56-year-old male referred for disability evaluation, period. The HVID patient reports having an MI in approximately December of 2014, period. He stated that he developed left arm pain while asleep. The next day, the pain persisted, period. He was then seen at an emergency room in England, period. He underwent PCI to the first obtuse marginal branch, period. However, he had continued with pain radiating to the back, which then resolved, period. He moved to the USA at the end of 2016, period. He has had no hospitalizations in the USA, period. He further reports that he develops pain in his leg. This resolves with rest, period. He also develops back pain, which will last for a day or two, period. The patient currently has no anginal symptoms, period. He reports fatigue, period. The past medical history includes one, hypertension, neck number diabetes, neck number coronary artery disease. The past surgical history, PCI to OM1, neck number colonoscopy, neck number fistula. Medications, aspirin, 81 milligrams one daily, metformin, 500 milligrams one daily, pantoprazole, 20 milligrams one daily, rosuvastatin, 10 milligrams one daily, lisinopril, 20 milligrams one daily, nitroglycerin, 0.4 milligrams daily, disopyl, 5 milligrams one daily. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, he reports cigarettes use, period. He stated that he has had no alcohol use since 2010, period. He denies drug use, period. Review of systems, constitutional. He has had no weight loss or gain. Skin, he reports a rash in the region of the stomach. Eyes, he has impaired vision and wears glasses. Ears, he has no deafness or tinnitus. Nose, he reports bleeding. Oral cavity, he has post-nasal drip. Throat, he has no sore throat or dysphagia. Neck, he reports no stiffness or pain. Respiratory, he reports cough. Cardiac, he has some occasional chest pain, otherwise as per HBI. Gastrointestinal, he has abdominal pain, diarrhea, and constipation. He further reports bloating. Genitourinary, he has frequent urgency. Musculoskeletal, he has back pain. Neurologic, he has headache and dizziness. endocrine, he has heat intolerance, hematologic, he reports easy bruising. The physical examination, blood pressure 158/98, pulse 84, respiratory rate 18, height 68 inches, weight 239.2 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The patient is noted to be mildly obese, period. Exam otherwise unremarkable, period. The impression, this is a 56-year-old male who is known to have history of coronary artery disease. He describes symptoms of claudication, period. The patient noted to have hypertension and diabetes, period. He has symptoms, again, that is consistent with coronary artery disease, period. However, patient has had no recent workup, period. Currently, comma, he is felt to have symptoms consistent with New York Heart Association class 2, period. He is able to lift occasionally. His exercise tolerance is noted to be reasonable, period. It is unclear that I can say that he has disabling symptoms without further workup, period. Again, he is classified New York Heart Association Class 2, signed Dr. Rawlington Ferguson.